This reminds me of a time when churches were small, when people came together because they wanted to worship God. They didn't come for the ritual. They didn't come for the formation, the coordination. They just came to be together as one, worshiping their God. And what made them want to do that? We said at the beginning, we're all in this together. Let's go back years. Let's go back to maybe our 50s, our 40s, our 30s, our 20s, our 10s, our 5s, back to zero, before we were even born. Let's go back to where Christ tells us we were all one. Christ tells us that we are the light of God. Christ tells us God is within. So before we were even born, we were with God. We were with the oneness. Now, what does that mean? We're with the oneness. How can we imagine oneness? It means that we were never separate. We were all one, whatever you think of God. You can think of God as we were the corpuscles of blood cells floating around in the body of God. You can think of God as an energy. You can think of God as Mohammed. You can think of God as any thing you want to think of God. You can think of God as the man in the white robe or as the energy. But you know what? If God is within us, we're all part of God. We're the light of God. We're the oneness. And then we're born. We knew perfect peace. We knew perfect love. There was no judgment. We never looked at another person when we were with the one and said, I'm separate. Then we were born. And as little children in nursery schools or in the neighborhood or in elementary school, we were still one because the world hadn't taught us yet that we tried to be separate. We didn't care what color we played with. We didn't care what religion we played with. We didn't care about anything. We just liked to be with each other. And then somebody started telling us, you know what? You're separate. You're different. And then we became, I'm alone. I'm scared. I have a lot of fear, but I'm not going to show that. And then we got older, and we started dealing with people, and we started, that light within us started to dim, and these clouds started to surround us because we now had to protect ourselves. We had to protect ourselves from that person that was trying to get something from us, or we had to hide that fear that we carry with us, that we're not even sure what it is, but we're not going to let somebody get over on us. Or we're not going to forgive that person because they did something to us, and we're not going to hold on. We're going to keep that grievance, and we're going to hold on to that grievance. And meanwhile, that cloud that was around us got bigger and bigger and surrounded us till we felt so alone that all we could feel was fear. We began to forget that we are one. We forgot all that love. And then what happened was Christ came along. Christ changed how we thought about things. He said, if you came from the oneness of God, then we're all one. We shouldn't be looking at each other as separate. We should be looking at ourselves as holy, spiritual beings in physical bodies. We should not be looking at the person who walks in the door and making our first judgments. We make probably about 800 judgments a day. It's so used to us now that we don't even think we're making judgments about other people. But we have to keep that black cloud around us, because we have to protect ourselves. And meanwhile, we're asleep to what Christ said. Christ said, you are holy. We are one. Turn the other cheek. What did he mean? Because turn the other cheek, you're not going to be hurt, because this isn't who you really are. You are going home. You are going back to that bliss, to that love, to the non-judgment, to all that light again. So Christ wants us now to wake up, see our love for one another. When we see other people, let's see the holiness in them. Let's see the light in them. Instead of saying, I don't like your hairstyle. Ooh, look at you. I'm better than you. Stop. Get that cloud around you, around me, around us. Let's look at each other and try to find the nice thing to say. And if we can't find something nice to say, why don't we say, my holiness blesses your holiness. Let's put Christ back in our lives. Let's put Christ back in our hearts. Let's wake up. We are not separate. We never were separate. We are one. We are one with God. God is within. God doesn't judge. God loves us all. God loves the poorest person to the richest person, And it's better, thank God, that we're all not wealthy. It's even harder to get rid of that cloud because we're protecting every cent we have. We're protecting the power. So let's look forward and let's just look at each other with love, oneness, and holiness, and keep the light of Christ shining in this world. Amen.